Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome to the show. Every day we guarantee mediocrity. I was away from last Wednesday on because needed to get some away time in for the first time in years. I mean, away time down in Florida, and had a great deal of fun. But unfortunately, on Saturday, we were at breakfast and became aware that a hurricane was in the forecast. And at that point, things were still very, very fluid. Nobody knew exactly what was going to happen, but we just figured, you know, why risk anything? And we decided that we would, discretion was the better part of valor, and that we would get on the first flight we could on Monday because we feared an attempt at a mass exodus from South Florida. And I do wonder how many Buffalo Bills fans or Buffalo people were down in Florida, maybe flew in. We're going to do Friday to Friday or Saturday to Saturday. And if you're still down there and listening to News Radio 930 WBEN, or if you live in Florida and you're listening to the radio station, or if you have lived in Florida and you've been through a hurricane, welcome your telephone call. And kind of an aside question is, right here in Western New York, this is good as well, obviously, but it is, if you went out and bought yourself a standby generator, good investment for peace of mind, or have you never used it? Was it a waste of money? Inquiring minds want to know. Asking for a friend. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. But as I mentioned earlier, some weather things happen, and you don't get a lot of warning. For example, I keep mentioning the October surprise storm of 2006, and you might remember that day, we didn't really, nobody knew what was going to happen. But it happened, and we had this snowstorm in the mid to late afternoon, and it was heavier than people thought it was going to be, and the leaves were still on the trees. So the snow was hitting the leaves and weighing those down, and the branches and the boughs, and we had massive power outages across parts of Western New York. My neighborhood was ground zero for the October surprise storm. We'll never forget being outside, probably 6 o'clock at night, and just watching all the flashes of light around me as the power lines came down and the transformers blew up. But it wasn't a whole lot of fun. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Have you ever been stranded? And that's one of the reasons we got back, because we know that once a flight gets canceled or delayed, it cascades into other flights and delays, and we didn't want any part of that whatsoever. Let's go to Ray in Buffalo at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Ray, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And yes, I've been stranded. Who could forget the blizzard of 77? I was stranded on, I don't know, it was the 18th floor of the Liberty Building back during the blizzard for 2.5 days. There were virtually no restaurants that were functioning by the time we got to day two because people ran out of food and they couldn't deliver. And we couldn't get home because the roads were blocked. And we finally did get home. But we did subsist on, if I recall correctly, yogurt, breadsticks, and Jack Daniels. It was a wonderful couple days.
Well, I mean, the yogurt and the breadsticks are optional, but the Liberty Bell, now at least they've got a Tim Hortons down there. I mean, they don't have a Tim Hortons back then, but, you know, the blizzard of 1977, and again, if you're a younger person, forgive me for mentioning it, but the blizzard of 1977, the way I look at it in my lifetime, the mother of all storms in Western New York. Nothing will surpass that in its immensity and enormity.
And you raised the issue of generators. I had bought a generator for my home in I don't know if we remember that October surprise storm. Well, I ended up getting a small generator that saved my basement from getting flooded out because we did lose power. And I bought a generator, commercial generator, for my business building because every time the power went out during our busiest time of year, it would cost me about $1,000 an hour in lost productivity. So those have both been used, and they were great investments. I mean, I'd recommend it highly.
So they paid for themselves both the residential and the commercial?
Yep, they absolutely did. I mean, they saved my basement from being destroyed, you know, and then my office, the power went out. I'm a CPA, and our office power went out, and West Seneca has been kind of noted for that a lot lately. And twice it went out for anywhere between 4 and 6 hours, and we were able to continue working, which was good news.
Have you noticed in the areas that had been susceptible to power outages, and I live in one of those areas, since the October surprise storm, I don't think we've had any significant power outages in my neighborhood. There have been a few scattered ones that have been of brief duration, but it's almost like that particular storm, the power companies became more proactive in trimming trees, and Mother Nature took down a lot of the weaker trees.
Well, what scares me is the, do you remember the big power outage that went from all the way from Quebec down to like Cleveland? It took out basically that the whole part of the grid.
Are we talking 1970s? New York blackout? No, was it that one or was some other one?
No, I think it was closer to the 1990s.
Well, I don't know why.
4,000. If you look it up, the blackout, the power grid just shut down for that whole region. The only place that didn't shut down was where my home was, again, in West Seneca. So, I mean, we won that one, but everybody else, it was a power outage for a long period. I would say long, but it was, you know, more than a few hours, and it covered a huge, huge area.
I am embarrassed that I don't remember that. I mean, I remember being a kid, and Mom would keep candles and flashlights around in case the power went out. And sometimes the power would go out during a thunderstorm or something, and out would come the candles, and there we were back to Little House on the Prairie.
And you thought the candles were just for prayer sessions. Come on.
Not in this house. No, no. Ray, I thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care. Have a great day.
In the words of Mitch Hedberg, I bought a candle, but they didn't have a candle holder, so I bought a cake instead. All right, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And poor guy's been dead for, almost 20 years now, but every time I hear Mitch Hedberg, I don't care if I've heard his bits before. I have to keep listening. Just an amazingly talented man who also was frighteningly self-destructive. Here is Bob in Amherst. You're on WBEN. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Tom. The 2006 October surprise storm, of course, we were without power in Amherst for about 9 days. That was about one day shy of tying the record that my parents were without power from the 1991 Rochester ice storm. We didn't get a portable generator until the Saturday after we got hit. And then, but over the course of the next few years, of course, I had to lug the portable generator out whenever the power went out and just hook it up to our circuit breaker panel. But then I had my health scare involving DVT over 4.5 years ago, and that's when my wife and I made the decision to upgrade to a permanent standby generator. So ever since then, I got peace of mind, and I don't have to worry about the power going out because I got a backup source ready to kick in within 5 seconds of the lights going out.
So with that generator, do you still have to run tests every 6 months or so to make sure that it's still operating properly?
That is true, Tom. As a matter of fact, the electric company that put it in was just out here this past Monday for the annual generator check. So I'm set for going into this winter.
No, I'm certainly happy to hear that, because one of the problems back in October of 2006 is a lot of people had generators, but they had never maintained them. So it is almost like having no generator at all, having one that doesn't work because it hadn't been maintained.
Well, I remember going to a home improvement store, and, of course, we were all sitting in line. We were all in this one waiting area, and then, of course, we waited our turn to get a generator loaded into our cars. And I remember it was quiet. We were all quiet because we were all shell-shocked over the losing our power from the 2006 snowstorm.
Oh, I remember those days vividly. Sandy Beach worked an extra hour and a half every day. I worked an hour and a half extra every day. We had a lot of news conferences and press conferences, a lot of people wondering when the power was going to come back. And every day, here at the radio station, they would feed us pizza and wings. And here's the problem. After about the third day of pizza and wings, you would kill for a salad. So finally, our promotions lady brought in a gigantic salad, and it was great. Best salad I've ever had.
Well, I'll take my pizza and wings anytime, Tom.
Oh, man, you're a stronger man than I. Thank you very much, Bob.
You're welcome. Right,
bye-bye. Found out, too, that my mother has lower cholesterol than I do. I thought I was doing great at 140, and hers is lower. Talking about a lot of weather-related stuff and stranded stuff, and I don't feel like running over all of the many topics we've touched on today because I'd rather get to your phone calls. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Frank in Amherst, you are on. Go right ahead, sir.
Hey, Tom, the date you were looking for with the fellow you were just talking to about that big blackout, that was August 14th of 2003 that went into Ottawa, Toronto, Canada, Cleveland, Detroit, and New York City.
Well, Frank, yeah. I'm embarrassed, man. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, New York City was completely blacked out. It started over a tree limb in along the power grid in Ohio. And that caused a cascading effect to go into the other cities, and then it ended up affecting Canada as well because they're part of the same grid.
But it didn't get us.
No, it wasn't an impact here. Nope.
No, you know what? I literally don't remember it because I didn't live through it. And I mean, sometimes in Buffalo, if we don't live through something, it didn't happen.
Yeah, sure.
Like that moon landing they faked.
Yeah. and then the answer as to why you don't get the power outages you used to in Williamsville is because after the 2006 ice storm, the PSC, the New York Public Service Commission, put the power companies under a consent decree, and they're forced to replace the poles and trim the trees and other upgrades on a regular basis, and it's very closely monitored. So if you've noticed, like ever since the ice storm, there's been more and more poles that are being replaced. They're trimming the trees more. They don't monkey around with that anymore.
Well, I've always been quite fond of the poles. Dingus Day has been one of my great... I see no point in replacing the poles whatsoever. I'm rather fond of them.
Well,
you mean the power poles?
The power poles.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, misinterpreted there. The trimming of the trees, I was unaware that was a consent decree situation or a litigation
situation.
They
weren't doing it. That was a big part of what caused the ice storm, is that a lot of the trees in Snyder, Williamsville, what happened is people would live in these homes. The power company would come, the town would come to go ahead and trim them as they should, because trees and the power lines don't mix and you can't have both all the time. And people would come out of their houses or they'd go to a board meeting and say, oh, please don't touch my tree.
It's
a number of years. So they had to put their foot down and, you know, but before that, they would let everybody get away with it. And that's what caused the difficulties in this area where the power was out for over a week because all of the people who would not allow their trees to be touched, and they went to a board meeting and somebody catered to them, we ended up paying a price. You can't have both. You can't have trees on the same side of the street where the lines are and then be telling these guys, oh, please don't cut anything.
Well, a lot of us, I think, had noticed that the power companies were being a lot more proactive with trimming. I certainly had noticed that. I was unaware, however, that it was a regulatory thing, and I'm glad you brought that to my attention. Do you work in the electrical grid in some capacity? You seem very informed on this stuff.
No, I just read too much, and I don't have any friends, so I have to call radio shows to share what I know.
No. You know what, Frank? No, because you guys, like Frank, you and the other callers bring to this radio show and to this radio station expertise that I don't have and very, very few people do. And I know it's good for me that when I'm doing this show, if I don't know something, I ask somebody who does to call in and enlighten us, because I don't know everything about everything.
And well, the funny thing is the folks who were complaining about, you know, the trees that they didn't want trimmed the day before the ice storm became a problem and knocked all the wires over, they were the ones that were desperately trying to find all these out-of-town trucks that had those special vehicles where the claw and the dump truck were all part of one, you know, whole vehicle, and they could grab the you know, trunks of the trees as they trimmed them down. They were wanting those. They were on the opposite side. You know, they were one the day before, they were like, please don't touch my tree because it's X number. And then they were the ones who were like, oh, please, I can't get help fast enough, and my power has been out for 7 days.
Hey, I just remember being on the air and listening to callers saying, there's a convoy of trucks coming in from Rochester, and feeling that the cavalry had arrived.
Oh, yeah. Everybody who had one of those special kind of vehicles across the country came here. They were from all over the place. They were staked out at the hotels. You could go to any hotel, just like, you know, that's where they were all congregating and building themselves up to go out for the
workouts. Hey, and most of my life, I spent thinking Asplund was something out of San Francisco.
Yeah. No, I remember that name. Yep.
Yeah.
That was one of the big names.
Yep. I thank you, Frank. I appreciate the call. I think I pronounced it correctly. Good stuff there from Frank. Wow, you guys are really up on the electrical grid. That's something I really should watch documentaries on. Because like Frank, see, that's what I do late after I get off the air. If I'm not hanging out with my friends, if I have free time, I'll just pick a random subject and I'll just watch, for example, jellyfish. After the encounter with the jellyfish off Fort Lauderdale Sunday before the game, I couldn't get enough jellyfish documentaries. It's like, I need to know more about these creatures because I think I almost died. It is, that'd be my luck, wouldn't it? Talk show host killed by jellyfish. Think about everything else that you can go through in life, right? Jellyfish. That'll be my undoing. Watch. It's 28 minutes after 5 at WBEN. And I do expect you to laugh if that does happen, because I would.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
No, don't know that I want to be in Port Charlotte right now, but then again, I did say I wish I could experience a hurricane without anybody being hurt, without any property being damaged. I'd like to live through one, just to say that I had. But anyway, Ian chased us out of Florida early. Granted, we're in Fort Lauderdale. We weren't on the other side of the state, but I don't trust air travel exactly these days. It's tough enough when nothing is going on. Then you introduce the variable of a hurricane and possible cancellations into the equation, and it kind of changes things a little bit. But anyway, talking about a whole bunch of stuff hurricane related, but also relevant to you in Western New York. A lot of expatriate Western New Yorkers live in Florida right now. If you're one of them listening to the show, you want to check in, knock yourself out. If you have friends or family in Florida and you want to give us an update on those folks and what you've heard from them, knock yourself out. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Jimmy in Alden. James, welcome to the show. You're on.
Tom, I just want to tell you that I bought a whole house natural gas generator 3 years ago, and it was the best investment I've ever made for my family.
Tell me why.
You don't have to worry about your family being cold in the winter or hot in the summer. We have two large freezers that you don't have to worry about, and it's just come in really, really handy for us.
Has it actually turned on? Can you tell us how many times it's turned on, all that kind of stuff?
In 3 years, it's been on, I would say, maybe 20 times, sometimes only for a few minutes. But the one time it was 12 hours that it ran. And it really helped us out, and we enjoy it.
Now, I could be wrong about this, Jimmy, but I've heard that with the whole house generator in particular, that they are extremely expensive to run. Yes, stuff gets, stuff stays turned on, but at great kickage to your wallet.
They are expensive. They're expensive to buy to begin with.
Yep.
I mean, you can go online and see what the one you need is, and then double that price to have it installed, professionally.
Do you mind telling us roughly how much it cost you for the generator to begin with?
For a 22-kilowatt generator that powers my whole house, I could put every light in the house on, but I don't. It was just over $10,000.
Oh, my goodness. Is that including installation?
Yeah, that's included. It was about a $5,000 unit, and it cost me $10,000 total to have it put in.
My goodness.
With the gas prices this year, the way they're going up, if it has to run in the wintertime, it's going to cost some money. But, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, it's not like this country has a great abundance of natural gas underground if we just get – oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. That is true.
Between us and Canada, we have enough natural gas for about 200 years.
Oh, probably more than that. I'm not looking forward to this winter, but at least – where do you set the thermostat?
Our thermostat in the summertime is at 73, and at the winter in the winter it's at 68.
Wow. Okay. Summertime generally me 68 degrees. Wintertime about 67 degrees.
You have yours at 67 in the summer?
About 68 in the summer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of chilly, Tom, isn't it?
No, not really. I enjoy it. But conversely, in the wintertime, I also don't put the heat on much past 67.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of evens. I think I found my equilibrium.
Beautiful. Can I ask you a question off topic?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to your big brain Amina that used to be on all the time? She just kind of like disappeared.
You know what? I have not talked to her. What happened, I think, is I got super, super busy, and I basically fell out of touch with a lot of people when I was busy and also been going through some other stuff that kind of took me off the map of certain social circles.
Not that you need a big brain. You got your own big brain, Tom.
Oh, no. She's great. I'd love to get her back on, but, you know, sometimes in life things happen. You get caught up in various stuff. I took a lot of time off this year and probably more coming up, but, you know, that stuff happens.
I hear you.
But, no, thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Have a good night.
Thank you. Yeah, no, she's super cool, but as many of you know, I've kind of been out of commission more than usual in the past year, and with going out of commission also involves getting out of the rhythm and the flow of things, and it happens. The next thing, I don't want to jump to any conclusions here, but there's a reason they're sending me back for another CAT scan. So we'll, just wait on that one. I say, might as well get all this stuff done in 2022, right? Because by the end of the year, heading into 2023, I should be almost bionic. But, yeah, this year, I am not complaining or whining, but it literally has been one thing after another. Good news is the right eye, in which the retina had detached, at some distances, the vision there is better than the left eye, but it's still really difficult for me to do a certain print, if you can understand what I'm saying. It's difficult for me to read, which is kind of embarrassing to say. Wait, you mean you're illiterate or functionally illiterate? No, that's not quite what I mean. You know, remember some of the magazines. Remember magazines like the internet, but made out of trees? Yeah. The magazines used to have big print editions, and I think I'm now understanding why. And I'm not that old, but my goodness, your eyesight is very valuable. Anyway, it is 5:44 at News Radio 930 WBEN. The situation with hurricanes. How many of you listening? I know we got a lot of Buffalo expatriates who have moved to Florida who may be listening to this program. You want to give us an update on how you are doing? If you have friends or family in Florida right now, you want to give us an update on how everybody's holding up? You may certainly do that. And I was definitely wondering, and I thought I might see some more action on this today. I'm a little bit disappointed in a way. Selfishly, I'm disappointed. But for you, I'm glad if you got home. With all of the Buffalo people who were in South Florida over the weekend for the football game, I wonder how many of those people flew in on Friday and were going to stay until this Friday, but maybe change their mind. Or maybe you wanted to get back, but you couldn't. In other words, you find yourself stranded right now in Florida, and you can't get out. I don't know. Again, I don't know how common that is. My buddy Booker, he got the 622 flight out of Fort Lauderdale and got back into Buffalo just after 10 o'clock this morning. And I miss our breakfasts. I miss our dinners. I miss the late-night cocktails. And the toasts, the never-ending toasts of being on vacation. I mean, and Fall Fest in Ellicottville is so far away. Anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Looking at video from out of Florida, from the Florida Department of Transportation, and wow, all I can say is wow. The water is pretty daunting. pretty daunting. The palm trees are being blown around like you can't believe. They are swerving big time in Captiva, Florida. The governor of Florida, DeSantis, says the storm surge has likely peaked. The storm surge. And obviously, you know, we've all been watching the same coverage. You know what the storm surge is. The winds at 140 miles an hour. The hurricane is moving at 8 miles an hour to the north-northeast. And, you know, basically where they said it would hit, more or less, is where it is hitting. But when we changed our travel plans, again, like I always tell you guys with our own weather forecasts, I don't like long-range forecasts. Like today is Wednesday, and I would never feel comfortable saying, okay, guys, the weather on Monday is supposed to be, because too many things can happen. There are just too many variables that are out there that can skew things one way or the other, or screw things up one way or the other. And, you know, you never know until closer to the event. I mean, the closer to the event you are, the greater probability of accuracy you're going to have. It's just a fact of life. But the situation, again, on Saturday morning, and I think one of the reasons I'm watching this particular storm more than I may have watched others is I was just there a few days ago, not in Tampa, but the other side of the state. So I'm looking at Miami and Fort Lauderdale and Boynton Beach and all those places, and I'm thinking to myself, could we have stayed? But I assure you, based on video I saw yesterday from Fort Lauderdale that Booker sent me, that yesterday would not have been an enjoyable day to be walking around Fort Lauderdale. It was dead in Fort Lauderdale. There was barely any traffic on the road, at least along A1A, the highway that goes along, the road that goes along the ocean there. And the trees were blowing. The rain was coming down big time. It was 80 degrees, but it wasn't exactly, hey, honey, let's go out and take a stroll kind of weather. And that's on the other side of the state, which, again, one of the reasons we came back on Monday is we just didn't know exactly what was going to happen. But I think sometimes you need to be cautious. And it's kind of like, you'll forgive me if you're going through this right now, but it's kind of like what veterinarians will say about your beloved pet. And when your beloved pet is coming to the end of its life and you don't know when it's time to euthanize, it's better to do it one day too early than one day too late. And the same principle we used in adjusting our travel plans, which originally, as I said, it called for us to come back this morning and then me to return to work on Thursday, tomorrow, and we altered those plans, so we left on Monday morning. And yeah, you know what? It was, I think it was a full flight. There might have been a couple of seats available, but on Saturday when we made the change, and on Sunday when we printed out our boarding passes, I was surprised, actually, that Sunday, when we did print the boarding passes out, that there were probably about 10 to 12 seats left on the plane, which left at 6:22 or thereabouts on Monday. I thought for sure it was going to be a sold-out flight with a lot of people who had flown down from Buffalo to Fort Lauderdale trying to get out of Miami before the bad weather, trying to get out of South Florida before the bad weather hit. So we were able to get seats and everything went off without a hitch. But if you've ever been stranded anywhere that isn't home, you know that it's certainly not a great deal of fun. And it's bad enough when you're stranded and you got a room with a bed in it and running water and electricity and all those things. That's bad enough. But being stranded at an airport, no thank you. I want no part of that whatsoever in my life. Been lucky so far, but at some point that cycle is going to run its course. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Anybody else out there who bought, in particular, a whole house generator, and was it a good investment for you? Or are you going to say, Tom, it really wasn't? Because I know they're expensive, and I know that they cost a lot of money to operate, and they're going to cost even more this coming winter. But there are people who would like a whole house generator for peace of mind. And maybe peace of mind is worth the expense of both the installation as well as the maintenance and operation of the generator. And there's something to be said for peace of mind. Absolutely. I totally get that, especially if you have somebody in your family with a medical condition where they require powered medical equipment. Clearly, you need to take care of that and plan accordingly. I do wonder what the alligators and the boa constrictors in the Everglades think of all this. And I wonder what the geckos and the iguanas think. You know, when it gets really cold in Florida, the iguanas fall from trees. They paralyze. They come back to life, but they basically freeze and go into hibernation. Let's go to Bill in Lawton. Falling iguanas. You can Google that and have some fun. Bill in Lawton's, New York. You're on WBEN. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was listening about the generators and stuff. A lot of people forget about the dairy farmers. When you got 1,000 head of cattle, you can't milk them by hand. And then when you do get it done, you got to keep your milk cold. So a lot of times the price of what it costs you to run the generator doesn't matter. And some of the farmers even have generators that go on the back of the tractor and a PTO shaft, which is the power takeoff, to run them. And they run them out to diesel.
So I might have presumed, sir, that you are a dairy farmer.
Beef farmer.
A bean farmer. Well, of the agricultural people that you know, if you've got a several hundred head of cows dairy operation, I can't even imagine how expensive the generator would be to keep that thing in operation.
It's expensive, but you got to do it because you can't just tell your cows, hey, stop milking for, you know, a week or two while the power comes back on.
Yeah, I wonder what it costs, though. I mean, are we talking 50 grand, 100,000? I mean,
I would say roughly probably close to 50 grand. Because you got to have 220 to run your coolers for the milk tanks, and you got to have enough to run your vacuum pumps, which are all 220. So yeah, I would say 50 grand, if not more.
Never would have thought of that. I'm glad you called in. We take farmers, a lot of people take farmers for granted, and we don't think about things that are not in our daily view. But I'm glad you called in with that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's like nowadays you ask a kid where your meat comes from or your steaks or your potatoes, they'll tell you Walmart.
Well, right now, sir, there are almonds somewhere being milked for me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I don't. The only dairy I really do is the occasional ice cream, but past that, it's pretty much almond milk for me. I never knew almonds had udders, but I guess they do because they sure are selling a lot of that. What else? Soy milk? Although, yeah, I don't think I've ever had soy milk. Coconut water? Anybody? Not a big fan, but if I was thirsty enough, I guess. All right, I want to thank Josh Schmidt for a magnificent 100% perfect performance today. I'd like to thank myself for coming in a day early and offering you the mediocrity that you've come to expect from this program. I thank you kindly. Go to the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page. I put up some pictures of what we did in Florida, and hopefully if you didn't have a chance to get down there, you can vicariously enjoy the trip. And yes, that is a picture of myself and WGR Sports Radio 550 Sal Capaccio on Saturday night at Russ Salvatore's party at the Blue Martini. I did not have a Blue Martini. I did have some Silver Cuervo, though. It is 5:57 almost at News Radio 930 WBEN. Brayton coming up with the news at 6. Buffalo's Evening News on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.